Sketchbook Comics and Games presents Comic Book Store Adventures with J. Stu and K. Stu.
Hey everyone, it's J. Stu, and once again I'm here at Sketchbook Comics with our good friend Jeff. Hey man.
How are you?
Not too bad. And I guess I have a good place to start. I walked in here and you told me about a brand new comic called Starlight.
Yeah, it's Mark Millar's book at Image, or one of his books at Image. It's where they're kind of trying to launch his little superhero universe from. But I'm not a huge Millar fan. I used to be, and like as we were talking about earlier, I thought he became kind of the Howard Stern of comics. Like, it was all about shock value. You know, watch these kids say these words and watch these people get beat to hell. And, you know, there wasn't much else to the books in my thoughts. But this one's good. It's about a Flash Gordon-type character who's way over the hill now. I think he's about 65, and they need him to lead a rebellion back on that planet.
Cool.
So they come back to get him. It's been good so far. The first two issues are out. I believe the first issue is a sold-out issue, but yeah, it's a good book. It's definitely worth checking out.
Nice. And I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but how was Aquaman and the others?
I enjoyed it. I like the others. I like those characters. Aquaman's in it, but he's not a huge part of it. I'm sure he will be going forward. But yeah, I think they're neat characters. I'm glad to see them getting fleshed out a bit.
Cool.
And the art could be a touch better, but what are you going to do?
Okay. And I haven't had a chance to talk to you about this, but I've been pretty psyched. I saw the poster when I walked in, John Romita Jr. on Superman.
Yeah.
And Jeff Johns, I guess.
And Jeff Johns is writing it, yeah. I'm pretty excited about that. Since the New 52, I've become more of a Superman fan than I was before. I love him in Justice League. I love Superman and Wonder Woman.
Yes.
But his books haven't done anything for me. Like, even when Morrison was writing Action Comics, I wasn't a huge fan of it.
And I'm the same way.
But I'm excited that Jeff Johns is going to be writing it and Romita Jr. is going to be drawing it. I think it'll be fantastic in his own book, finally.
Yeah, I mean, they put out a couple images from it so far, and it looks awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And it's neat to see Romita Jr. somewhere other than Marvel. I mean, he had that one brief, very brief tenure at Image where he did his Grey Matter book. But that was it.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool, I think. What other stuff did you read this week?
Aquaman and the others. I read Inhuman. It's an interesting book. I mean, it's Joe Madden, so if you're into his art, you're going to love it. I like Charles Soule a lot. So we'll see where he goes with it. It's kind of interesting because I have a feeling he's probably working with some of the stuff that Fraction had already done before he left the book. Mm-hmm. But it's a neat book. I'm not a big Inhumans guy, but it really also doesn't focus on the previous characters. I think Medusa's in it, and that's it.
Really?
Everything else is newer characters.
Okay.
The one character, Lash, may have made appearances, but I'd never heard of him before. So
okay. When
it comes to the royal family of the Inhumans, Medusa's the only one in it.
Oh, no Black Bolt even?
No Bolt.
Oh, wow.
As far as I think they believe he's dead.
Oh, okay.
So.
Cool. I finally broke down and read Daredevil.
Oh, the first one?
Yeah.
That wasn't...
It was all right. I was going to stand tall and not get it because there was no reason to cancel the previous series.
And restart with the same team.
Yeah. I enjoyed it, though.
That's good.
Are you psyched for the Daredevil Netflix series they're working on?
I am. Yeah. Netflix has Daredevil, Iron Fist, Power Man, and...
Jessica Jones?
Jessica Jones, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty psyched about an Iron Fist show.
Oh, that's cool.
And Daredevil 2 is...
It's rumored that they want to get Michael C. Reilly as Daredevil. I mean, what do you think about that? Dexter, I guess?
No. No, I'm not down with that at all.
Okay.
I'd have an issue with that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why, but I would.
Okay. Fair enough. And I guess this week Marvel announced they have plans all the way up till 2028.
Yeah.
That's some major...
That's it's a really planning ahead. I get it. I mean, movies are always planned way in advance, but I expect we'll see a lot of changes to that. I don't know why they made any announcements about what it was.
And any Marvel properties you'd like to see come to the screen?
Most of what I'm really into at Marvel already has, and that's Captain America. I mean, I love Captain America. He's my favorite of the Marvel characters. I'm not a big fan of his book right now, but...
Right.
But, he's my favorite. So, yeah, that's kind of... the big one. I mean, it's neat seeing Spider-Man. I haven't even seen Amazing Spider-Man, and I don't care that much about Amazing Spider-Man, too. But, yeah, Cap at Marvel is really kind of it for me. I don't know. Doctor Strange could be interesting. Iron Fist is another big one for me. So yeah. That happening with Netflix is a big deal for me. But Doctor Strange could be interesting. It'll be... I'm hoping they do something cool with it and not just try and make a superhero out of a magic guy, you know. I don't want to see Harry Potter the Avenger. I want Doctor Strange, you know, Doctor Strange. I want to see weird Dormammu with his head on fire type stuff.
Oh, that'd be amazing. You know,
I don't want him fighting Baron Mordo or whatever his name was, who just looks like a normal guy.
Fancy mustache.
Over the top crazy magic stuff. So we'll see what happens.
That would be decent, I think. Cool. And I've been reading a little bit about this, but what are your thoughts on this Original Sin series that's coming out?
I think it's going to be interesting. I like the idea of a murder mystery a lot, actually. I like that idea. I like Jason Aaron as a writer. I did find it kind of odd that the Zero issue for it is being written by Mark Waid instead of Aaron himself, and then it leads into a series written by somebody else. It doesn't make a ton of sense to me, but I'm looking forward to it. Joel and I have been speculating based on those one-word blurbs and ads that Marvel does. You know, they've got the one that's Beyond, so we're kind of wondering if they're planning on bringing back the Beyonder character. And
that'd be weird.
Using him to kind of replace the Watcher. I mean, the Beyonder was kind of the god of Marvel at the time, or at least in Secret Wars 2. So I guess if you had God watching over the Marvel Universe, who knows? They may go that religious way.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, we'll see. I think it'll be neat, but I don't know. Marvel's last few big crossovers haven't done anything for me. And
I was going to say, I felt burned by them.
You know what's super cool about the Original Sin?
What's that?
Is the promo that they're doing, the rubber ball of the Watcher's eye.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what the Watcher's Eye has to do with the story. It must have something going on. But, yeah, they're putting out, like giveaways for customers, and it's a rubber ball.
Oh, okay.
It looks like the Watcher's Eye and says Original Sin on the back.
Oh, neat. Cool.
Kind of gross at the same time.
Yeah, I know Cass not going to want that. But she's not an eye fan. Okay. What can you tell us about this week's comics? What's coming out? What are you looking forward to?
The big stuff coming out and what I'm looking forward to, kind of, I mean, the big one is Batman Eternal.
Weekly series.
Yeah. I think it's going to be huge.
I think so, too.
Snyder's part of it. Tinian's part of it. There's so many people involved. I'm super psyched about that one. Fabok drawing it with Dustin Nguyen helping. I think it's going to be fantastic.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. Not a big fan of some of the covers because they've got Gilliam Marsh, I think is his name. Not a fan of his covers, but I'm looking forward to the insides. The other big one for me is Iron Fist. Iron Fist, the Living Weapon, comes out this week. I'm really psyched about that. I really like Iron Fist, but I went through about 25 years of really, really bad Iron Fist attempts before they finally hit that Fraction Brubaker one that was just phenomenal.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that they can keep the trend going with, I think it's Cary Andrews is doing both the art and the writing. So I'm hoping he can do a justice to the character, using, you know, what Fraction and Brubaker have already kind of set up. And what else coming up this week? Nightcrawler 1 comes up this week. I have my concerns with that, as we were talking about earlier. Yeah. You know, Chris Claremont is the writer on it, and his stuff has not been good the last 10, 15 years. So hopefully Nightcrawler, you know, fares well.
Yeah. Hopefully he'll recapture some of that early X-Men magic he had.
That's what I would really like to see with this character. Yeah. Dupe number 1 comes out. I'm just interested in how you do that book at all.
Yeah.
So, and then the other one that I'm pretty psyched about, and it's funny because it kind of ties into what we were talking about with Starlight earlier, is Flash Gordon relaunches this week.
Oh, cool.
With an artist that Joel has been friends with online for years. His name's Doc Shaner, and he's done a little bit at Marvel and Dark Horse in the past, but this is his real first attempt at, and, you know, first shot at Spotlight. And
okay.
He's got a great style. It's a fantastic style. Very cartoony, but realistic at the same time, and I love it. I've got a piece of art that he did for me man, it must be 3-4 years ago now.
Oh, wow.
You know, like I said, Joel's known him for years online and talked to him about this stuff coming up. But yeah, it's his first shot at really kind of blowing up, and hopefully things work out well for him.
I'll have to check that one out. Sounds decent.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, once again, thanks, man, for doing the segment, and we'll see you next time. And get your butts down here to Sketchbook Comics.
Anytime.
All right. Thanks, man.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek comic book needs.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.